Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell.
Hey, Mark.
Hi, Mike.
We have another poem. I'm going to do this opposite way I usually do. Let's start with the question. So this is a poem that deals with Barrett's esophagitis. And the question is, does aspirin plus a proton pump inhibitor prevent death, malignant transformation, or histologic progression in patients who have been diagnosed with Barrett's? Let's back into some background here. In Barrett's esophagitis, metaplastic columnar epithelium replaces the stratified squamous epithelium that normally lines the distal esophagus. So you've got one kind of cell replacing another kind of cell. This metaplastic epithelium is acquired presumably as a consequence of sort of chronic GE reflux disease, maybe some exposure to toxins like alcohol and other agents, maybe lots of hot drinks or coffee. But the bottom line is that it replaces and predisposes to cancer. So there's lots of controversy about whether we should be screening for Barrett's esophagitis and people who might be at high risk for developing adenocarcinoma, et cetera. Doctors currently treat almost everybody who's got Barrett's esophagitis indefinitely with a proton pump inhibitor. That's based on data from observational studies, and it suggests that aggressive anti-reflux therapy might actually prevent cancer. Well, there are other studies that suggest that aspirin and other non-steroidals that inhibit cyclooxygenase may protect against the development of Barrett's as well. So the point of the poem is, how do we sort this out? Is there a potential for adverse effects that are more worrisome with NSAIDs? Should we have NSAIDs and PPIs? Anyways, this study was published in Lancet. It was published this year. It starts on page 400. And it is the question, do you add aspirin to a proton pump inhibitor? Mark, what did they do and what did they find?
Yeah, this was a what we call a factorial trial. So they were trying to compare aspirin versus no aspirin and high versus low dose esomeprazole. And the low dose was 20 milligrams a day. The high dose was 40 milligrams a day. So they found over 2,500 patients with at least 1 centimeter of Barrett's esophagus for the study. And then they randomized them. So one group got high dose esomeprazole with aspirin, another high-dose esomeprazole without aspirin, another low-dose with aspirin, another low-dose without aspirin. And they followed these patients for up to 10 years. So this was a long study, either in person or by calling them on the phone. And then every other year after recruitment, they did endoscopy on these patients. So the patients knew what treatment they received, in terms of the drug, these were open label studies, but the pathologists who were looking at the biopsies didn't know what the patients were taking. So it was single blinded. They looked at a composite outcome, which we're not big fans of here in POEMS, of all cause mortality, esophageal cancer, and high grade dysplasia. I know, you know, death and high grade dysplasia are really, really different things. So we shouldn't be lumping those together. In any case, after a median of 9 years follow up, 313 out of the 2,500 patients, so about one in eight or nine, experienced one of these composite outcomes. Patients who took the high-dose esomeprazole had fewer events than those who took low dose, so it was 11% versus 14%. NNT is about 35. The combination of aspirin plus esomeprazole was more effective, 9% of patients taking aspirin with high dose compared with 14% taking aspirin with low dose had the primary outcome. So all-cause mortality was reduced in patients taking high-dose PPI versus low-dose. The number needed to treat was 50, but there was actually no difference in esophageal cancer rates. So all-cause mortality was reduced with the high-dose PPI compared to low-dose PPI, but they actually didn't reduce the risk of esophageal cancer, which is interesting. There was no difference between groups in serious adverse events. So in this study, patients with Barrett's were less likely to die or develop high-grade dysplasia if they took high-dose esomeprazole, either alone or in combination with aspirin. So there is some literature on aspirin preventing colorectal cancer, reducing the incidence of colorectal cancer. This is another esophageal is another GI cancer. It makes sense there may be some effect. It looks like the primary benefit was from the high-dose esomeprazole, and it does seem to make a difference taking 40 versus 20 in these high-risk patients. Now, this shouldn't be extrapolated to any patient with GERD. We're talking about a very specific population with a long segment Barrett's, at least 1 centimeter of Barrett's esophagus. And in this higher risk group that has about a 0.2% chance per year of esophageal cancer, in this high risk group, the high dose esomeprazole did seem to improve outcomes.
Excellent. Very interesting. I must say that I'm a little confused about the aspirin. It would seem to me, based on my limited understanding of Barrett's, that the aspirin itself not only could contribute to GERD, but it is a mucosal irritant. The fact that you're going to take it with a proton pump inhibitor, it seems like they might be working against each other.
Yeah, you know, when they looked at the data of just the half that took aspirin versus the half that didn't, it didn't seem to have an effect. When they looked at the aspirin plus high-dose esomeprazole, that group did a little better than the high-dose esomeprazole without aspirin. So there may be some kind of a synergistic effect going on. I'm not much on mechanisms, but looking at the data, it seems like it was a little better to add aspirin to esomeprazole, but most of the benefit was from the high-dose esomeprazole.
Right, and perhaps they won't get colon cancer as frequently as if they hadn't taken the aspirin.
Yeah, although, of course, there's this whole new body of literature about aspirin, the new aspirin studies showing very little or no cardiovascular benefit. And I think that's probably because, you know, we had a large Japanese trial a few years ago. We've had several trials, one just published recently. And I think that's probably because we're doing a better job of addressing blood pressure, smoking, and lipids. And so aspirin doesn't have as much of a job to do, if you will, because we're doing better with these other risk factors.
Very interesting. Thanks so much, Mark. We'll talk with you again in a week.
Okay.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.